I dare say that the flame of a candle looks flat to you, but if we were to put a lamp glass over it, so as to shelter it from a draught, you would see it is round, round sideways, and running up to a peak. It is drawn up by the hot air. You know that hot air always rises, and that is the way smoke is taken up the chimney. What do you think is in the middle of the flame?
I should say fire, replied Uncle Baggers.
Oh, no, the flame is hollow. The bright flame we see is something no thicker than a thin peel or skin, and it doesn't touch the wick. Inside of it is the vapour I told you of just now. If you put one end of a bent pipe into the middle of a flame, and let the other end of the pipe into a warm bottle, the vapour or gas from the candle will mix with the air there. And if you were to set fire to the mixture of gas from the candle and air in the bottle, it would go off with a bang.
I wish you'd do that, Harry, said Master Tom, the younger brother of the juvenile lecturer.
I want the proper things, answered Harry.
Well, Uncle, the flame of the candle is a little shining case, with gas in the inside of it and air on the outside, so that the case of flame is between the air and the gas. The gas keeps going into the flame to burn, and when the candle burns properly, none of the gas ever passes out through the flame, and none of the air ever gets in through the flame to the gas. The greatest heat of the candle is in this skin, or peel, or case of flame.
Case of flame, repeated Mr. Baggers. Live and learn. I should have thought a candle flame was as thick as my poor old noddle.
I can show you the contrary, said Harry.
I take this piece of white paper, look, and hold it a second or two down on the candle flame, keeping the flame very steady. Now I rub off the black of the smoke, and, there, you find that the paper is scorched in the shape of a ring, but inside the ring it is only dirtied and not singed at all.
Seeing is believing, remarked the uncle.